Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and playlist shuffler, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you want to do it. You can play this alone or against a friend or family member. Our 3 rounds today will be the year 2002, work songs, and only the beat. For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available this episode is 20. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone that plays from all over the world. And today's shout-out goes to our players over in Nottingham, UK. Thank you for tuning in. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself just that little bit more time to consider a question. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers right at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, we're going back to the year 2002. This was the time when the Osbournes started a reality TV trend with their new show. Halle Berry was surprise kissed at the Oscars, and Kelly Rowland was texting using an Excel spreadsheet. In this round, you're going to get 5 questions about the music news from the year 2002, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Question 1. After a tumultuous period together, in January 2002, Virgin Records paid $28 million to which female singer to buy her out of her record deal? Question 2. In May 2002, a new musical titled We Will Rock You opened in London, featuring the songs of which band? Question 3. In July 2002, which band, who later became the face of the emo and pop punk scene, released their debut album, I Brought You My Bullets, You Brought Me Your Love? Question 4. In February 2002, which pop star played the lead role in the coming-of-age film Crossroads? And question 5. In April 2002, which rapper and member of the girl group TLC died in a car accident at the age of 30? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is work songs. You're about to receive clues about 5 artists who've used the word work in their hit song titles. 1 point is available for each answer that you can correctly guess. Question 6. This American girl group said we could work from home on a 2016 hit, which featured rapper Ty Dolla $ign. Question 7. Thanks to a remix by Freemasons, Work became a 2008 dance hit for this former member of Destiny's Child. Question 8. In 1981, the Canadian band Loverboy sang that everybody's working for this moment in time. Question 9. Working on a Dream was a number one album in 2009 for this legacy rock star from New Jersey. Question 10. On her 2013 hit Work, this female rapper said she had no money, no family, 16, in the middle of Miami. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is only the beat. You're about to hear snippets of five hit songs, but we've stripped away everything, leaving only the beat. To help you along, we'll also tell you the year that the song was released. You can get 2 points here, one by correctly naming the artist, and another for a correct song title. Let's take a listen. Question 11. This song is from 2004. Question 12. This song is from 2003. Question 13. This song is from 1987. Question 14. This song is from 1996. Question 15. This song is from 2002. That's all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back in a moment to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. I won't make you wait anymore. Let's start with the answers for the year 2002. Question 1. Mariah Carey. They signed her for $80 million before she saw some of the worst sales of her career. Unfortunately for them, she'd have a major comeback just 3 years later. Question 2. Queen. Their songs were used for the musical We Will Rock You. Question 3. My Chemical Romance released their first album in 2002. Question 4. Britney Spears starred in Crossroads, which was a box office hit despite a poor reception from critics. Question 5. Lisa Left Eye Lopez passed away in a car accident in Honduras. Continuing on to round 2, work songs, you received 5 clues about artists and their songs that have the word work somewhere in their title. Question 6. Fifth Harmony sang Work From Home. Question 7. Kelly Rowland had a hit with the Freemasons remix of Work. Question 8. Everybody's Working For The Weekend sang Loverboy in 1981. Question 9. Bruce Springsteen hit number 1 with Working On A Dream. And question 10, Iggy Azalea was 16 in the middle of Miami. For our final round today, you were trying to identify songs from only the beat. Remember, you can nab 2 points here, one for a correct artist and another for a correct song title. Question 11, Rich Girl by Gwen Stefani and Eve. Question 12, Crazy in Love by Beyoncé and Jay-Z. Question 13, Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac. Question 14, Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. And question 15, Work It by Missy Elliott. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 20. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can vote in our poll and leave a comment right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're tuning in from right now. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.